Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It's 11 o'clock p.m. here on the East Coast in New York, and I hope everybody had a good Wednesday so far. They're having a good week. Got to say the weather, you know, it's been holding up pretty well for November, but I think winter is right around the corner officially, so everybody should brace themselves for that. But joining me tonight, again, for part four of an extended series that we're doing out of 10, is Rainier Wong out of Melbourne, Australia. Rainier, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Rob?
I'm doing great, doing great. So Rainier, now, I know, obviously, you know, you're based out of Melbourne, Australia, and it's actually Thursday over by you right now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so it's Thursday, and it's in the afternoon already, so you're already more than halfway through the day.
Uh-huh.
How's the weather over there by you today?
It's quite warm. It's around, here we use Celsius, it's around 25. I do not know how much would that be in Fahrenheit.
Is that is the weather typically pretty nice over there?
It's the weather is a bit crazy because Melbourne is famous for being a city of four seasons.
Uh-huh.
So it can be cold on certain parts of the day and then hot in certain parts of the day. So the temperature can vary.
That's got to make it pretty tough to get dressed and comfortable for, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, so Rainier, getting to the topic at hand today, it's Funnyworks. It's the company. Now, this is your company. You know, you put your heart and soul into it. And, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get back into Funnyworks?
How should I say? I'm the currently the managing director and the founder of Funnyworks. And I got my... as they call my knowledge in web designing from MIT University in Australia and also from some self-study on the internet. So I just look at the internet to look at some tutorials and any guides in order to get the thing done.
And now, when it comes to, you know, the idea behind Funnyworks, right? What made you start it? How'd you kind of get into it? What was the trigger?
I was actually doing internet based business, and they were kind of slow. And suddenly, then I realized that I need to have a limited company, a private limited company, that is in order to safeguard. My interest and things like that. You know the advantages of having a limited company. I think the reason why I have this Funnyworks, and also I like to this art, music, and then video things like that. And I know people like all these things, so that's the reason why I put Funnyworks. And actually, I wanted to use another name, but this is easier to remember. A name that's easier to remember. But unfortunately, those names have been taken, especially for this .com. So I had to come up with this name for Funnyworks.
Well, I think Funnyworks is fairly easy enough to remember. Absolutely. So now with Funnyworks, Rainier, you know, what are some of the things that the website offers? What are some of the things that people can get?
Some of the things are like they can have these classified ads and digital art, and ringtones, and online games, videos, music, ebooks, and utilities for businesses. Like language speed temperature converter, a mortgage calculator, an interest calculator, and an EMI calculator. And also a time deposit calculator.
Very cool. And so now, as far as the artwork that you've done, I know you've done some pretty cool stuff, right? Do you have a particular, you know, a favorite artist or anything that you follow?
I don't have really a favorite artist I'm following, but I have a list. Let's say I like to look at art produced by, or drawn by, I should say, drawn by some famous artists from the past, like Rembrandt, Picasso, and some of the, perhaps even Leonardo da Vinci, and some other people.
Very cool. So, Rainier, can I ask you a question then? Who would you say is your greatest influence over the course of your life?
As a Christian, I should say Jesus Christ is my greatest influence.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, that he says that some of my listeners may not agree with me, but that's okay. He says that
right.
No one is good except God alone. So to me, it means that no one is perfect. And that it kind of encouraged me to improve myself and to reach perfection.
Sure. Absolutely. So he keeps pushing you a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's another thing is, what's this guy? God is, his name is, Winston Churchill?
Yes, I do.
He encourages, he kind of encourages me not to give up because he says never give up.
Mm-hmm. And so, Rainier, what are some of the obstacles that you face on a daily basis with your company? Or, you know, just with owning your own business, what's some of the things that you have to kind of overcome every day?
I have to overcome, not to mention the operating system, but sometimes my PC can have some problem because of using the operating system. And then sometimes the internet connection will be slow, and then I'm in a hurry to get something done, and that's what I consider an obstacle to my business.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, are there people that you work with on a daily basis?
Currently, I work on my own. And
mm-hmm.
only one day I was able to employ someone to help me.
What did they do?
They may help me with my accounts and help me with, maybe they can, I guess, hire someone to draw more pictures, things like that, and they help me to maintain my website.
And so with the website itself, do you run the website?
Uh-huh.
You run the website by yourself now, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. And how often are you on the website, you know, doing different updates?
It depends on how much update I need to do. Sometimes maybe spend almost the whole day just to get it updated. Sometimes maybe 1 or 2 hours. It depends on how much work I have to do. So it's hard to determine. It depends on how much work I have.
Sure, of course. And so, Rainier, now what are some of the, your hopes and aspirations for the business?
I hope to, and any other business person, I'd like to be able to earn more income, and then able to have a higher profit and. At the same time, most important is that able to serve more people and to meet the needs of more people and make more customers happy.
Sure, absolutely. And how do you, do you have some sort of plan? You know, do you have any sort of marketing scheme to try to get there?
I have one of them is using this CMC. And then I've been trying to use social media like Facebook and then Pinterest perhaps this, what's it called, a stumble point, read it.
Mm-hmm.
On this, on the other famous social networking site, and perhaps I'll be able to print up some pamphlets or handouts to put into the mailboxes of as many people as possible, so that they also know about my business.
Very nice. And Rainier, I must say, I noticed that today when I went on the website, did you reformat stuff on the website?
Yes, I changed the heading, the what they call it, the menu bar.
Mm-hmm.
I removed some of the pictures and so that there's more space for other things. So it's easier for the visitor to look at the website, so they don't have too much of scrolling.
Yeah, because it looks very good. You know, I got to say, it looks different than I remembered from last week. A little easier to get to things, I think. And you know, it's cool because I see the digital art section that you have up there now. And, you know, I see the fantasy tree with the reselling rights. And now, in terms of this, what's your favorite picture that you have on here for sale?
I think that the one with, you know, the one with many fruits, that fantasy tree, and that's my favorite one.
And why is that? What, you know, what about it makes you feel like that's your favorite?
I say because I took some time to do it, and then it was a red tree and I converted it into a green tree. That was quite simple. And then I kind of restrict the ribbon, picture the ribbon fruit scanner and kind of paste it onto the image. And then I do find it a bit unique and unusual because no tree in this world can actually produce many different kinds of fruit.
Yeah, that's interesting. And so, you know, while we have a little bit of time there, Rainier, I'm just wondering, you know, so do you have an affinity towards sci-fi? Because I see, you know, a spaceship and I see some other cool stuff in here.
I like watching sci-fi movies, especially those space-related ones like Star Trek and Star Wars, and also this Battlestar Galactica.
So what influenced the starship Moldafari? Was that from something, or...?
A little bit from, you know, the front part of it, it's almost the same as the Starship Enterprise. And then some of the parts may be influenced by, what's that called, there's a show known as Space 1999.
Very cool, yeah. What about Strange Animal? This thing looks pretty interesting.
Well, this is something I just thought of.
What's that?
It's just something that I just thought of.
It definitely looks pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is the one that influenced me to draw the fantasy tree as well.
Very cool. Very interesting. And this is all for sale on your website at funnyworks.com. So for everyone that's just joining us, I'm with Rainier Wong. This is part 4 of a 10-part series, and the website is funnyworks.com. That's funniworks.com. Again, that's funniworks.com. And I'm checking out a bunch of different artwork that he's got up here, digital art that's really cool, really interesting stuff. And, you know, the website itself has a lot to offer, which is very great. And, you know, getting back to the artwork that you have up now, and how long have you been doing this artwork for?
For this one, on the website, I've been doing about 2 to 3 months already. And then
nice.
some of them may be earlier. Say the fruit cars and fruit aircraft, that have been sometime already. I think sometime last year I might already started this week.
Very cool. So this the strange animal, this is a lot of different things here. I mean, it looks like there's a turtle,
yeah.
A lion, maybe a shrimp.
Yeah, cool. The turtle, and then it's a tiger, and then the wings of the eagle, and then the tail, the body of the snake is a tail, and then the fin of fish, and then the legs of an insect.
That's awesome. So Rainier, now, what would you try to push more for your business? Do you want the digital art side of things to take off? Do you want the website to take off, you know, the online advertising? What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for both, actually.
No, sure.
So that
makes
can
sense.
Be at least the two areas.
Now, what organizations have you been affiliated with? Have you ever gotten involved with any, groups?
I not at the moment. I used to be a member of the Gamma Beta Phi Society when I was in the university. Not here. I mean, in the United States, it was almost.
Sure.
More than 20 years ago. And then I used to be a member of a sports club, not here, but in Malaysia when I was working there. And so far at this moment, I'm not a member of any professional group.
And now, Rainier,
I don't know whether this is considered as a group or not, because you never heard of this Bristol Who's Who directory. And whether that can be considered as a group, but because I don't attend meetings and things like that.
Right. Okay. Rainier, with some of the work that you do, obviously, I mean, it's digital art, there's online advertising, it's a lot of promotion. What do you try to tell businesses, you know, what's the key really to using your business for them?
For businesses, they can promote their business using the what's called the Many Customers Program. And at this moment, I'm still waiting for PayPal. I just submitted my application to PayPal and also authorized.net, and I'm still waiting for their approval. Once I get approval this year for my customers or potential customers to pay me, and then I should start some kind of subscription again for them. And otherwise,
right.
If we will not prove, otherwise I do offer it as a free service, and then I do use other means like having this some kind of the pop-up ads and things like that, and
uh-huh.
Other companies offer things like that, and then that will be my website kind of unfriendly or less comfortable for some people. So I'm trying to avoid this as much as possible.
Sure, absolutely. No, I mean, and you know what's so cool too, and you know, I think people should be aware. If you guys are on Facebook too, or social media, funnyworks.com has a Facebook site that, you know, Rainier's got a bunch of different things up here that look super cool. I love the different artwork that you have up here. But also, Rainier, now, you have worked on, you know, different with the artwork. You've worked on logos and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So for you, you know, what do you look for in a logo? What makes a cool logo look for you?
A logo that is attractive and easy to for people to remember, and it kind of represents the company or organization well.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific colors or anything that stand out to you?
There's no specific color. But especially if it's in the Apple one, it doesn't have, so-called doesn't have any color at all, but it does stand up to me. And for me, I like the blue and green, but other colors will be okay too.
Sure. Absolutely. And now, when it comes to the different social media outlets that are out there, do you have a particular favorite one, Rainier?
I think that for me it's the Twitter, because I find it easier, it's less intimidating on Twitter. You can kind of follow anyone and you can get followers back sometimes, and you can put any message on any tweet animation on Twitter as long as it's not offensive. So I find it easier, it's less intimidating, and I find that I have more privacy on Twitter.
Very cool. So, Rainier, what are some of the things that clients and people would be surprised about yourself? You know, when it comes to, like, what you're into personally, you know, is there anything, you know, that you do to kind of relax and, to get your mind off work for a little bit?
Sometimes what I do, I read the Bible. That's what I do. And then I also look at other websites and also look at Facebook in order to free myself from my work. And I drink a good, and the weather is good. I mean, to go out for a walk.
Very cool. Now, and what's some of the favorite things about your work that you get to do? I mean, obviously, people, you know, get stuck sometimes, you know, in a position that they're not totally thrilled with. But you know, you're a business owner. You own your own business, so you're your boss. You are the boss. Huh? You are the start and the finish. So, what are your favorite things about your work?
I enjoy drawing the digital art and enjoy designing a website, and then enjoying producing videos. I do have my a YouTube account for my business.
But now, even as far as putting together a website, right? So, I mean, is it a long process to do?
It's quite a long process.
Yeah. But now, why is it so long? Why is it so hard?
First of all, I need to write the code for it, the HTML code as well as the PHP code for it. I need to make sure it works okay. And then if I need more knowledge, I have to search on the internet for more information on how to do certain things. And then I do spend time on the digital art. And then to make sure the things are working well. And also I do sometimes to contact other companies like PayPal and Autorize.net to in order to have some kind of a payment gateway, so then it's easier for people to pay me. So that people can, for example, they can pay me with their credit card. But then they can do it, but they have to pay to this TradeBit.com. And after they pay me, then they get the download from Payvid.com and they refer to pay me. So that may look a bit less professional, and that's the reason I want to use the PayPal payment pro, and also the authorized .NET system.
That's great. And Rainier, how long would you say that you expect, the business to take to really pick up? I mean, to take off, to get where you want to go with it. How long do you think it might take you?
It would take me, I think, about 2 to 3 months just to start getting off and get more comfortable with my website. And also, I hope to achieve by between 1 year.
That'd be great, right? That'd be great. And we hope that, we certainly hope here at CMC that we can give you a hand with that too. And obviously, to set yourself apart from others in the industry, you have to have, the work obviously has to be there, but what else do you need to do to make yourself stand out today?
I need to, that's a good question. I need to, besides having to improve the way people can pay me, and first I need to, add something like that they can subscribe to me so that they can get updates. Like some companies do that. So they can
Absolutely.
Get the email from people to know what's the latest, and then perhaps I will, on the video side, there's a make some, try to make some videos that are attractive and how to get a lot of people to view my videos.
Right, definitely. Yeah, I mean, that obviously YouTube is huge, and anything that you can try to get the internet video going is great.
And also maybe I will do something to create some kind of incentive for people to buy from the businesses or companies that advertise on my website, so that will encourage businesses to advertise on funnyworks.com.
That sounds like a great idea. Definitely.
Thank you.
And so, Rainier, what do you think is going to be the secret to your success? I mean, is there something else that you could tell me that you think is going to be it?
Maybe it's a secret I cannot tell you because it's a secret, but I can tell you one has to never give up. It's a secret.
Yes.
And then one has to be trying to be better than your competitor, not to be very much better, just a bit better will do. And then if you have website and trying to maybe cheaper than the competitor, and find digital art, the company is better quality, I will do my best to improve my art so that it's a bit better than his or hers. I think that's common for every business.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Well, Rainier, believe it or not, we are running out of time for today's episode, but I want to thank you for coming on today. We do have another 5 episodes coming up after tonight, and it'll be same time next week, 11 p.m. Eastern Time here in New York on Wednesday night. And for you, obviously, that's Thursday at 3 p.m. your time. So, Rainier, again, I want to thank you for coming on to the show. For everybody that's listening, check out funiworks.com and, contact Rainier and let him know, what he can do for you, because he would love to help you.
Thank you.
All right, Rainier. Well, we will talk to you again next week, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on to the show, and we will speak with you soon.
Welcome.
All right. Well,
thank
from
you.
Everyone here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.